one of the early shows. We were setting up for the show. Bob says, "I've got a surprise for you." "Oh, what's that?" He says, "Look at this." And he opens up a box and pulls out a little wooden wall baffle with like a 5-inch speaker in it. And in the top, he has a volume control, a call button with a call light. Out of the right side came a curly cord with a little push-to-talk handheld mic. And he sets it up on the stage, and we go, "What's that?" And he says, "I call it the King Biscuit. Look at this. You can plug the ClearCom into it and talk out through the speaker to the people on the stage. And if they want to talk back, they can come over and pick up the mic and talk back." And he even had it labeled King Biscuit 100. And we looked at this going, "Oh, huh." Well, it turned out that that turned out to be a very popular unit. And then about that time, we also discovered the principle of anti-side tone. That is, being able to take a model of the actual path going onto the line and off of the line, creating the same thing artificially, and then putting the two together out of phase so that we could remove the direct microphone-to-speaker path. And this is what's called anti-side tone, because hearing yourself with side tone, so removing it is anti-side tone. Down at the original building on 759 Harrison, as people would come in through the front doors, which were just plain wooden garage doors and not especially quiet, we set it up along the wall with the microphone good distance away from the speaker, so as people came through the doors, we would hear them and we could talk to them through the speaker. And that was essentially a hands-free station, and which was very, very useful. And that, of course, is when we discovered you can do that and create a hands-free station at one location, but you can't do it twice. And it took us a long time to figure out that if you tried to do it twice, what would happen is the sound would go from the microphone of the one station out the speaker of the other, back in the microphone of the other one, back out the speaker of yours. So you could do it once, but you couldn't do it twice. So we had that one station set up downstairs next to the garage doors, and as people would come in, we'd go, "Who's there?" and talk to them before they came up the stairs. Well, needless to say, that was our first speaker system, the King Biscuit 100. I think Bob named it after the King Biscuit Flower Power Hour, which is a radio show that probably most of you don't remember. But it proved to be an extremely popular station. But as a matter of fact, Ed Fitzgerald still has one of the original wooden ones on his desk. I know of one opera company that's got a whole group of them strung across the fly rail so that people up there can hear what's going on and they can go over and pick up a mic and talk back. And chances are by now those stations are older than most of the people that are there. That was the beginning of the King Biscuit, and that's where we got KB from.